Uncle Josh Playing Golf by Byron G. Harlan.
Well, sir, a long last fall, the boys said to me, Uncle Josh, we'd like to have you help us play a game of golf. Well, sir, they took me out in the woodshed where Mother couldn't see us, and they dressed me up in the doggone suit of clothes I calculated I ever had on in my life. Gee whiz, I looked like a cross between an Indian and a cigar sign. Well, then we went out into the pasture, and they had a lot of little Indian war clubs in a little feed bag, and they called one of them a brassy and t'other a putter, and some other darn thing of some kind. Well, sir, then they brought out a little wooden ball, shot it up on a hunk of mud, and told me to stand alongside of it and hit it. Well, sir, I got up alongside of it, and I wailed away at it, and I missed it. Well, sir, I just wailed away at it again, and I hit it where I missed it the first time. Well, sir, I whirled around the doggone fast. I sat down and like to jarred all my teeth loose. Well, I just got up and took off my coat and rolled up my sleeves, and loud I knocked that darn little ball far over into the next county. Well, sir, I wheeled away at it again, and by chowder I hit it and knocked it far over into Deacon Witherspoon's pasture and hit his old friend of cow, and she got scared and ran away and jumped the fence and went down the road, and the darn door quitter never stopped running until she went slap jab into Ezra Hoskins' grocery store. Well, sir, she knocked over old Jim Lawson, who was sitting on a cracker barrel, a Whitman, and broke his darned old wooden leg and put one foot in a jar of apple butter and the other in a tub of mackerel, and broke a box of window glass and went out the side door and scared Cy Bittengill's horses and they ran away and mashed his wagon into Kindenwood. And Cy sued me for damages, and Jim wants me to buy him a new wooden leg. Well, Aunt Nancy Smith, she got so excited she lost her glass eye and didn't find it for 3 or 4 days. Well, sir, when she did find it, one of every Hoskins boys was playing marbles with it, and Nancy can't wear it anymore. And I guess that's all I know about playing golf.